What does it mean? Is it talking about breath? Talking about the spirit of man, that part that lives eternally? About this, I'll use the term heart of man. What's the right term? So what I'm going to do is just for a moment is focus on that fifth term. That last definition we looked at of spirit and see, is that used in scriptures? Because we know that the scripture talks about the Holy Spirit. We know that scripture talks about the spirit of man, spirit as in that part that is eternal. What about this aspect, this definition? Is this a definition we do find in scriptures? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Yes. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you're stepping ahead, but that's kind of where we're going to go. So you know where we're going. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting in verse 11. It says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." So again, he talks about the spirit of man, spirit of the world, and the spirit which God gives us. In fact, it gives us through the wisdom that we learn through the Holy Spirit. Again, through the Word. So if you think of this idea of as heart, or you can talk about mindset. I'm trying to think of, unfortunately, it's not really an equivalent English term. But he's saying, we have the spirit of man, spirit of the world. What's the spirit of the world? It's the mindset of, in fact, as David just mentioned, reach for all the gusto you can. That's the spirit of the world. That's the mindset you have. That's kind of, if you will, your heart of, I want what's mine, I want what's yours, that's what I want. He's saying that's not the spirit you're to have. The spirit you have is the spirit which God gives through the knowledge of his word. And we'll talk about that later on as we look at Romans. Another verse, now in 2 Corinthians 4:13. Yes. And again, is let me take you, that takes you down a path that says, that's why you have to be very careful and read just what's there and not add to it, is if you go down that path, then you begin to get what's referred to as illumination. And that is that there's something more to scriptures than what is written. Because, you're saying then is, In fact, the verse I just read before about 2 Timothy. If scriptures are God-breathed and they make a man complete, then what else do you need? You're implying that somehow you need something more. Now, there is blessings that we get from being Christians, and we'll study those. But again, we have to be very careful that we don't go beyond and add to and say, oh, there's more to this than God's Word. That God's Word is incomplete. I have to have something else. Yes? Yes. Yes. Correct. Again, that is, again, if you will, the providence of God. We pray for God's understanding. We pray that we put ourselves away, we put ourselves back and allow, if you will, I'll use the expression, God live in us. That we try to do God's will. We try, if you will, in fact, to use your expression, take the filters off and see what God is telling us in His purity. So yes, can we pray to God? Yes. Are we saying somehow there's more than just scriptures? That's kind of where we're going to when you start going down that path. Yes. What you just said basically says is you're saved before you're baptized. Okay. What did you say? Okay, what did you say? Then let me... Well, until you accepted it. It gets back to is the word was always there. It gets about, again, the word convicts us. And now once we are convicted, then we, in fact, we'll get talk about this again. We have that, we go from, in fact, we're sort of leaning ahead. We go from that spirit, that mindset of bondage to a mindset of adoption. Now my mind says, oh, I am a child of God. And therefore I'll act like a child of God. I'll behave like a child of God. I will do the things that I need to do in order to please God because I am now His child. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. which are our actions. But again, that you look at again that the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, go ahead. And we'll talk about that as then kind of jump ahead. Is that gift, and again, is the gift there. In fact, it's interesting because some people say, is it the gift of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit is the gift, or is it a gift from the Holy Spirit? But in either case, you think about, yes, we are saved from our sins. So that's one of the things in Acts 2:38. We receive salvation. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is the fact that we are now children of God. We are children of God. That is the, if you will, pardon the expression, the rest of the story. That's the other part. Yes, I see you. Roy? Yeah. Okay. In fact, let me say it a little different because, again, we're sort of sometimes we look at spirit. We use kind of the English, again, it's unfortunately it's not equivalent, but it's close. It is, we'd say, the heart. Although the Greek word is not heart, it is that commitment. We go from a commitment, again, this spirit, this commitment, this mindset of, yes, I am a slave, so I have the heart of a slave. And now I've gone from a heart of a slave to the heart of a son. So it's not just knowledge. It's also, as you said, that commitment, that heart inside of me, that heart that says, I'm no longer a slave. The gift that the Holy Spirit gave me is the knowledge, the realization that, yes, I am God's son. Yes. In fact, it's interesting is, again, Floyd Wallace, in one of his studies, what an interesting fact of, if you take the Word and the Holy Spirit and put them side by side, every place that you see what the Word does is what the Holy Spirit does. Okay, David.
Direct operation of the Holy Spirit today versus just the words, all we have.
And again, that's why. Yep. Yep. And that's why, again, as I like us to go through the verses, and we'll continue going through the verses, to look at how the Bible uses the word spirit. Go ahead. And that's where we're going back to.
You put money down and say, this is my house. We're just going to move our mouth and pay for it. That's what God does to us when we're baptized. He puts His Spirit in us as a seal, saying, He's mine. And I'm going to come back and redeem it. That's what we're going to say.
Yep. So, yeah, go ahead. But you made a good point. But then I have to ask the question, how is that different where we're told Christ dwells in us? We're told the Father dwells in us.
Well, they're all God. It's all God.
So again, are you saying God is divided, that God dwells in every man? Then how is that different then? Okay, let's talk about it. In fact, we had gone to again, let's go back to Ephesians. In fact, when we talked about Ephesians, let's go back to Ephesians for a moment. Is, again, we are signified. He puts our seal on Him. A seal is not the person. The seal is the symbol of ownership. Just like if you had a document, you know, Roman times, document was signed and it was sealed, the seal of the emperor. The fact that that seal was on that document was not the emperor was on the document. It was the fact that that document represented or was empowered by the emperor. Part? Yeah, in Ephesians it says we are signified by the Spirit. So we are signed, if you will. The signature that's on us is the signature of God. Yes? Correct. And in fact, that gets back to Acts 2:38, because Kathy was saying is people have been baptized in denominations. But that gets back to Acts 2:38, where Peter says, you know, repent and be baptized. In fact, he is talking to an audience that already knows who Jesus is. In fact, they were the ones that crucified Christ. They are the ones that knew Scripture. Therefore, when he said, repent and be baptized, they already had knowledge. In fact, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? So here are people that had knowledge, that knew what they needed to do. And Peter says, you know, repent. And they understood what repentance was. Be baptized, remission of sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And again, so I think that's where we are really right now, is let's look at, in Scriptures, we talk about this gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's stop and look at what Scripture says to see how does Scripture define this gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes? Yes. And again, is yeah.
What happened in the first century is that they actually have real conversations about the word. People are actually engaged. They're motivated to study on their own.
Yep.
So because this doesn't always happen, we shouldn't misinterpret. You know, we should
yep.
look at this as a positive thing that we're struggling
yep. Yeah, let me repeat what Patrick's saying, because I think it's important, because I sincerely, and if it's not my voice, I apologize. I sometimes can't control my voice. I sincerely appreciate your comments, because really, we're in this together, and we need to study together. Like Patrick said, you know, part of our problem is, in some ways, we're 2,000 years separated from the writing, and we all have filters. We all bring with us filters. And the beauty of the Christian family is that hopefully by us looking through each of us through different filters, we can finally go back and see what the truth really is. So, you know, my intent in this class, like Patrick said, is for us to look at it together, to say, what does the word say? What are the words? And with that was the second bell, right? So with that in mind, before you all leave, I made 50 copies of my notes. So again, this is what we're studying. This is my understanding, and far be it for me to even claim anything like inspiration. I'm not. I'm just trying to give you my understanding. And so I'd ask you, please, get a copy. We'll continue our discussion next week. Again, the intent is, let's see what the word really says. So when people say, what is this? How does it work? We can say, thus says the Lord. Okay, thank you. Please get your copy.